This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. Is Ron still on line one, Valdez?
Who is it?
Yeah, Ron in Springfield. Ron, what's up?
Hey, Ron. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bish. Hey, man. I love FanDuel, man. It makes sports so much more interesting.
Nice. I just placed some bets as we speak.
Throwing the cash on the app
on some to make or miss the cut at the Genesis. I love it, too.
Did you use the promo code Bish or EB? What did you use?
I used the Bish.
The Bish Bucks.
I'm a little bit distraught about that, but that's okay. That works.
Yeah. What do you think about that that boost that they have on there, the PGA boost? Do you think the four, was it DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson?
It was DJ, DeChambeau. Was it Rory and Spieth?
No, not Rory. Just Spieth.
Okay, to make the cut. I placed it just because I like the action. And the odds are decent. So, you know, it all comes down to Spieth 200. In my eyes. Plus 200,
that's
yeah.
That's what I said. Yeah. You think you'll make the cut?
I don't know. It's a much tougher course. I don't know. Let's see. It's DJ, Bryson. Oh, it's Koepka and Spieth. So that's the boost. Will DJ, Bryson, Brooks, and Spieth all make the cut? They're offering 2-1. I placed the bet just because I love it. And I think
it's a little
certainly
tighter,
the top three
right?
Would.
Typically, Riviera is a little tighter.
It's
shorter.
A tougher course. Yeah, it's a tougher course.
It's not shorter than Pebble.
It's short. Yeah, Pebble is 6,800. It's one of the shorter courses. The thing about Pebble is the greens are so small. But at Riviera, you got a much tougher field. It's just a tougher track.
You have Kikuyu grass.
What kind of grass?
Kikuyu.
Yeah.
Okay. I should put him in my fantasy cruncher.
It's not Poa.
Optimizer
Kikuyu.
Cakes.
Kikuyu. Isn't he the lead in Get Out?
Yes.
Daniel Kikuyu.
Same. They named it after him.
Right.
Named the grass after him.
It's just a thicker rough.
Okay.
By the way, today is, since the weather's poopy, it's a great day to just get on the PGA Tour live website, Valdez, and just watch the Genesis early.
I'm well aware.
Jason, do you have your own password?
No,
or are you
mine.
Just bombing someone? You're using Valdez.
Well, hold
chopper.
On. We chopped it.
Yeah,
I
we did
him.
Chop it this year.
Yeah. I paid him like 30-some bucks, and we chopped it. So.
Sweepers Court is in session.
Now, before it's that, session. You're right. I was just bumming it, but
yeah,
I felt bad, and I offered him some money.
Right. Do you have to do the bit where you log in, and then they send a verification code to Valdez's phone?
No.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
I just remember.
It's like
click,
a random.
Always remember IP password.
Address.
Right.
I always remember password.
Everybody's done
right
some
in.
Password swapping back in the day. Nobody,
but some of these
nobody
sites
doesn't
are more
have that blood
it.
On their hands.
Some of these sites can see that your IP address is different,
sure.
And you're using a different computer than typical.
You think Roy Hulu Jr. didn't see when somebody that, I don't know, might live in Pasadena or has relatives that live in Pasadena was using my password?
Jason and I are like subscription Eskimo brothers.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yes,
we
you are.
That's what I'll be doing today as it snows 7 inches.
Right. Yeah, I don't need.
What
I got
your
no
shoveled, what's your shoveling deal with the shared driveway?
If it's really bad, we'll just get the neighborhood's kids will come over and blow it. But if it's not bad, I just usually do it.
Do the neighborhood kids now they blow? That's the bit. They don't just walk around with their shovels. Everyone just has a blower.
No, we get a blower.
Right.
I don't have a blower. I don't want to buy one.
Right. Well, you know me, I'm on team melt.
Team ice melt.
Yeah, she's always out there like racing every 2 hours. I'm like, what are you doing? It's just going to melt in a day or two. Who cares? Yeah. Drive right over. You got four-wheel drive. Who cares? Yeah.
Well, usually I'll do that, but my wife makes me feel guilty. And if she's out there shoveling, I feel guilty, and I'll go out there and help her.
Right. I got over that.
But my next-door neighbor just had a my next-door neighbor's like, he works all the time. He's never home. And they just had a kid, and she's like a year and a half. So, and
it's like your good deed.
Yeah, I mean, I just hook them up a little bit. They're good. Yeah.
I always feel like I have to get like the sidewalk first. I've always bought into that. Got to get the sidewalk, or I'll, you know, like if somebody slips on your sidewalk, you're gonna get sued. But then I see that my sidewalk's done. Nobody else's is. Everybody else has the snow and the ice, you know, up to my knees, and I'm out there grinding, or my kid's out there doing it. And it just doesn't seem to make sense.
Were the grocery stores packed last night? My wife was saying,
I don't know, but I'm sure they were.
That was just because our refrigerator was really low. So we were having dinner, and I was like, so are we just out of chicken? And we weren't out of chicken.
Here's what I don't understand.
I was like, screw that.
Unless there's 3 feet of snow on the ground,
right?
You can still drive to a grocery store
today. People panic. They just panic. I mean, it's so dumb.
It's a bunch of Richards.
Especially if you have a four-wheel drive. Even if you don't, if you have front-wheel drive, you can make it to your grocery store. You can do what you need to do.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's going to be okay.
In my neighborhood, you just walk there.
We're not living in Buffalo where there's like 8 feet of lake effect snow piling up.
Yeah.
We're gonna be fine. It's going to be all right.
I never got that sled, though, for my kid. I feel bad.
Did you ever order one or no?
So my buddy told me he was ordering it via Amazon, and then he got a message. Amazon actually had a delay. I guess there was such a demand for sleds. So plus, he lives in Clarksburg. I'd have to go there to pick it up.
Yeah.
If we even got it.
Just don't order it from Wish. You'll get it in about 9 months.
Yeah, and
it'll
fall apart on your first trip down the hill.
It'll be a fake toboggan.
It'll have a crack in it.
Yeah, it'll be terrible, believe me. It'll be a knockoff for sure.
Now, if we go back out there, it's going to be the same stupid little raft that we used for the swimming pool.
Right.
That's so
poopy. I got the job done.
It works.
Cakes, but I'm with you because when people like – when they do news stories on local news about people rushing to the grocery store to get milk and bread. Is that all people eat when it snows, milk and bread?
Right, I guess. That's what they stock up on.
It's just so dumb. I mean, we're not going to get 40 inches.
The only time we
might get 5.
Right, we're going
to
be fine.
The rush to the grocery store was really anything real was at the beginning of the pandemic where there was a legit shortage and people were freaking out and couldn't find toilet paper.
You know what? I'm going to do an unnecessary trip. After the show's done, I'm just going to go to Starbucks. Do I have coffee here? Sure. But you know what? I'm just going to go out to Starbucks and get a foofy coffee drink that I way overpay for just because I can.
Do you have the drive-through Starbucks?
No, I'll get out of my car and I'll walk in.
He'll put his mask on and I'll walk in and order it.
I'll place my order. And I'll walk out with delicious venti hot coffee, and it'll be so.
Oh, you know
good.
What I did last night? I made a horrible great decision. It was a horrible great decision. So after my daughter's dive, she's always hungry, and there happens to be a silly McDonald's right on the way to basically 95 or 490, right. Whatever the hell it is to get back home. And they had the Shamrock Shake on the screen,
yeah.
And I couldn't turn it down. I mean. First of all, McDonald's shakes as sort of, I don't know what's in there. It's probably a billion chemicals. They're so good. But when they have the Shamrock Shake with the whipped cream on the top cakes and that
delicious.
Little picture. Oh,
now
I'm like the whipped cream's not on top of the chocolate or the vanilla. The whipped cream's there all the time.
I don't get them very often because.
I don't believe so. I think you're wrong on that, JP.
You're talking to me about chocolate shakes?
On a regular McDonald's? No. If you order a standard McDonald's shake, you should order the regular shake.
Dude,
doesn't always come with whipped cream.
Where have you been? They haven't always come, but the last couple of years they've come with whipped cream.
You might be right because now they have a clear top where you see the whipped cream now.
Now, a lot of times they'll ask you.
It's like a bubble cake.
Sometimes they'll give you the courtesy and they say, do you want the whipped cream?
Always want the whipped cream.
I would say, how dare you ask me that? Of course I want whipped cream.
I don't know how you guys feel, but it's so delicious.
That's for
but halfway through it, I regret it. I start to feel bloated. I feel like a giant pig.
Yeah,
I'm going to go lay down soon.
It tastes so good, though.
It tastes so good.
That might be the most obscure musical clip that's ever been played on the show, but I do respect it, Valdez. From the worst entry in the Halloween franchise, Season of the Witch.
Halloween 3.
Correct. Shamrock.
Well, you know, the other bit that I've been doing, Cakes, is my wife always gets, whenever she does the grocery shopping, my daughter and my wife, they like the Dunkin' coffee grounds or whatever. You know, just in the orange box or whatever it is.
I'm well aware. Yes, I know Dunkin'. I know it well.
I'm so ingrained now. I do drink coffee, but only to keep me awake. I don't like it. I fill it with creamer. It's hardly coffee. Uh-huh. I'm so ingrained from watching Shark Tank and watching Kevin O'Leary grill people to come up with their own coffee grounds,
right,
that it's a commodity, that it's all the same, that it's all marketing, and that they'll squash you like a bug. So,
like the big boys will run you out of business.
Yes. So I just bought the Maxwell House coffee or whatever.
Well, now you're getting in Valdez territory who swears that Folgers
is silly.
Well, I just get the cheap one. I was like, why are you buying the $20 tin or bin or whatever that thing is when you can get the Maxwell one for $5? I got the Maxwell one for $5. I started doing it to my – I said, it's a commodity. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Doing your
it's a
bit.
Commodity. It's a, they're all the same. It's all marketing.
I've gotten to the point where I can tell – I'm not a full-on connoisseur, but I can tell really cheap coffee from
– You can?
Pretty good coffee. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can tell a difference.
You definitely
can tell.
You know,
if you have any
sort
of discerning palate, you can
tell.
I'll
defer to you boys. I haven't had coffee in years.
Yeah. You're not missing anything.
I literally
it's gross.
Drink a pot every day.
I know you do.
Sometimes multiple pots. I love multiple pots. Big,
I just read a story.
Right.
I just read a story. I think it was yesterday. I could probably find it. That basically said that the people that drink a lot of coffee, like Cakes is describing, get more gray matter in the brain.
Oh, butt size. Big, swollen brain.
You want more white matter in the brain than gray matter.
Which one do you want? You want more gray matter?
White matter, I believe.
You want white
matter? What affects that, JP?
That, hold on. Let me see if I can.
Coffee creates gray matter?
So coffee's bad for your brain? Is what you're saying?
That's kind of what it was alluding
but
to.
But see, everything is a conundrum.
What is
because
everything
coffee
bad for
is,
your brain?
Is good for like your colon. Like,
you
it's good for
your
poops.
Brain? Alcohol. Yeah. Alcohol, bad for your brain.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop that.
You see me punting that away?
Yeah.
Drabby.
But it did say that people that consume a lot of coffee, like Cakes.
Yes.
It's a pot a day. That it doesn't really affect their sleep because they get so used to it, which is obvious. Like,
right.
If I was to have a cup of coffee, I would be awake for 12 straight hours. It wouldn't matter how sleep-deprived I was. It would affect me big time, but it doesn't affect Cakes at all.
That's why I just drink the five-hour energy, people. Just drink two and a half hours of it.
Hey, you're not even getting paid for that plug anymore.
I know. I just spend money on it. How come I'm not getting the endorsement?
Where's my coffee endorsement? I'm just waiting on that. Where is it? I understand we're doing a lot of endorsements of late. I'm not complaining. All right, well, maybe a little bit. Where's my coffee endorsement?
Where is it? Looking around. Where?
Drab, is there a reason why there's so many live spots now versus before Little League Side Baseball?
Because we're the best endorsers in the country.
Well, here's why. Legal gambling.
Legalized gambling.
No, besides that.
No, that's it.
That's not the only difference.
There's a feeding frenzy for... Or sports books.
So yes. That's the only difference is that they're all, because everyone's got their own.
Well, we usually have a full schedule.
Yeah.
Now it's like every break, sometimes two or three breaks.
You're adding in all the legalized gambling.
I counted it. It was 22, I think, this morning.
No, I think it was 17. 17 live reads.
Oh, yeah. I counted 21 or
keep
22.
Keep them coming, Valdez.
Yeah, keep them coming. Let's add to it.
Keep them coming.
No, it's great, but it's just I just wondered, you know, if there was anything like they're just giving them away for like candy now. I didn't quite understand what was going on.
But I don't care because I know that we get paid for it, so keep them coming.
That's cool.
All right, remember, we got Michael Lombardi, NFL insider for Radio.com. He's going to join us at 8. We can talk to him about the Trevor Lawrence rumors that maybe his stock is sliding somehow with a couple of scouts actually rating Zach Wilson above Trevor Lawrence. We'll talk to Michael Lombardi at 8 and give you the latest on the Washington Capitals at 9 with Alan May from NBC Sports Washington.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on the TV side on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-636-1067. On the AAA Always On Call listener lines.
Why aren't we taking more calls? That's my question.
I don't know. It's a great question.
Throwing it out there, you certainly can call us now. One thing that we mentioned about an hour ago on the Junkie Sports page is that massive contract that Fernando Tatis Jr. signed, a 14-year deal that's going to pay him well over $300 million in the life of the contract. And we put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. And that is, should the Washington Nationals do the same thing with Juan Soto and break the bank? The choices are yes, absolutely yes, and no. And there's actually 14% that say no. And a couple people have tweeted us, don't do it, and they're pointing to Miguel Cabrera. So Miguel Cabrera was a stud with the Tigers for many, many years. He's still with the Tigers. You look at his stretch from 2010 through 2013, 38 homers, 30 homers, 44 homers.
Didn't he win a triple crown?
Home runs. Yeah, I mean, he was an absolute monster.
I'm making
a while.
That up.
And he signed a $260 million deal. And he hasn't been the same player like the last 5 years.
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Well, that, a lot of that, yeah, is injury.
But
and
see,
also,
the difference between these two is Soto, you still control him for, what, 3 more years? He's got 3 more years of arbitration.
Yeah, they don't have to do it.
So okay, you can give him $10 million, $15 million, you know, whatever the arbitration number is for the next 3 years. And
yeah,
then
but then you risk
can
losing
in.
Him. But All then right, you risk well, losing him.
The
yeah.
Padres were in the same position with Tatis Jr. Tatis Jr. actually has less time, right? Just 2 seasons mm-hmm. with the Padres, and he'd hit 39 home runs, hitting .301. I mean, actually, his numbers are pretty much in sync with Soto's. Soto's just played more. So Soto's got 69 career homers, batting average at .295. So do you follow their lead and give Soto that kind of money?
I don't know if the learners are going to be crazy about just shelling out that sort of cash.
I understand that. Forget about the learners. What does Cakes do? Would you give him a
14-year
deal right now?
JP, you're talking to the guy who a few years ago said that if I were the eldest learner, I walk into the room and say, I don't even know what the word budget means. I'm going for the World Series. I don't care how much we spend, because we have $4 billion in the bank or $4 billion in assets. So I'm going to spend away. So if you ask Cakes Lerner, yes, I'm signing Juan Soto. I'm giving him that Tatis
maybe
deal
I wait,
because he's that good.
Maybe I wait for one of the arbitration years to pass, so 2023, when you still control him for 2 more years, and then I offer him $400 million or whatever it would take. But you're right. If you wait until 25 and he's a UFA, then you risk losing him. But there's no way he's going to turn down that money if you offer him 375 or whatever it would be.
Hard to imagine. But, you know, a lot of it depends on character, right? And the good thing is that Soto seems to pass all the character tests with flying colors.
Yeah.
Right? So he's not going to be a guy, and I'm not suggesting this is Cabrera. I don't know Cabrera. But he's not going to be a guy where you give him the money and then he just sort of shuts it down. Mm-hmm. You know,
no.
So I think from that standpoint, you'd be fine. You have to just cross your fingers. Of course, these guys will all get insurance on injury. But I don't know. I do worry that once he gets closer, he's just going to end the way of Rendon and these others and Bryce, that just they get such big offers elsewhere that it's kind of hard to stay.
So would you play the waiting game? Look, by the way, Cabrera signed his deal
in 2016. And it would give me pause because his production has gone way down. Now, he's older than Juan Soto, but an eight-year, $248 million contract that now has an annual average salary of $31 million, and he's been a shell of his.
Well, same thing happened with Pujols.
He had been in the league.
Pujols, the same thing.
Right, so I would be – I actually would be leery. I get what you're saying. You don't want the guy to get bitter you. And Soto's agent is Scott Boras. So Soto can be a high quality guy, but you're still dealing with Boras.
But I would rather
on
lock
the business
him in.
Side.
I'd rather lock him in at a younger age, and it doesn't have to be a 14-year deal.
What if he
if the numbers
you?
Are right, make it a 10-year deal so that you're not paying for the decreased production toward the end of that
but
deal.
But the difference
when he's in
between those two deals is Cabrera, like you said, he signed it in 16, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so he had already been in the league almost 15 years.
Right.
So it's almost like the Tigers paid him for what he had already done.
He was 33 at the time.
Yeah, all the production he gave him.
That's way different.
Yeah.
That's way different. You're signing a guy into his 30s. You'd be signing Soto like at 23 or 24.
It's a much different deal. What's comparable to what Tatis signed for, and obviously the Padres said, we're all in. You're our guy. 14 years, 340. Would Soto get more than that maybe next year? Probably. Depending on what he does this year, but he's going to keep killing the ball. You know he is.
But isn't the question not so much should they give Soto the money, but are you worried that the learners won't give him the money?
I don't know. Well, we didn't know if they were going to give Strassi the money
either.
They gave it to Strass.
They gave a lot of money to Scherzer at the
they'll
time.
They'll give it to
they
pitchers. They've shown they'll give it to starting pitchers.
Yeah,
they
but have... Soto's a different deal. Yeah. He's just one of the guys that comes around. He's a rare bird.
The problem is Boras – and sometimes you wonder if the client's in charge or Boras is in charge.
Yep.
You know? And so that's the problem. I don't think Boras is in any hurry to sign him to a deal now. Why would he? You know, he knows he's got a stud.
No, the
MVP.
Closer he gets him to free agency, the better.
Yeah. And I'm not sure he wants to sign him to a 14-year deal. You know, Boras probably wants him to sign a 5-year deal so then he could get another $500 million. You know, whatever.
Didn't Mike Rizzo say on the show like a year ago that they'd happily give Soto $180 million, but he would never accept that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right.
But
he knows
but
his worth is more
would,
than that.
But hold on. But I don't know if he would turn down $340.
It's a lot of money, man.
I'm not sure they would offer it.
Yeah.
But Boras might be telling him that would be lowballing himself. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. What would you do? And would you be concerned that Soto sees something like this and Washington? You know, they actually start talking, and Washington says, oh, well, we'll do that, but we'll give you, you know, $150 million in deferred money, which is Washington's go-to move. And we talked about it yesterday. Strasburg's got $80 million in deferred money coming to him when his contract
And Strasburg's a chill, mellow guy. He didn't care. But that doesn't, you know.
Some guys
don't like
it.
Not everybody's like that. I'm going to guess that we lose Soto. And it's hard for us as fans to really have a beef because the learners did bring a championship here. They figured out a way. And it's also probably going to sort of embolden them if they decide, you know what, we're going to hold the line here. We're only going to go to a certain amount. We got rid of Bryce and won a World Series the next year. So I'm going to guess if we had put money on it, Soto's not going to be here for 10 years. 3 or 4 years, he'll be gone. I mean,
it's a distinct possibility.
We've seen
Rendon
MO
and
is.
Harper, you know, both huge stars, not get money from the learners. They went elsewhere.
Unless the learners switched it up and offered a huge deal in arbitration that can't be turned down.
By the way, Soto
they've never
hit,
done that, but maybe they would.
Soto hit 351 last year. I know it was a limited sample size. Again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It's just interesting when you see those huge contracts and Tatis is 22, same age as Juan Soto, less Major League Baseball time, less games played.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any details on
to get that deal?
Is any of that money deferred for Tatis Jr.? Because we know that the learners love to offer deferred money.
I didn't read that. You also have to think about Turner. Because Trey Turner, he just signed the one-year deal, the $13 million deal for this year in the arbitration. But he's only got one more year left in arbitration. Then he's a UFA in 23. I would think you want to keep Trey Turner. And he just saw Tatis Jr. He saw Tatis Jr. get 14 years, 340. I mean, I don't know where you start with Turner.
My heart will be broken when these guys all move on. But I think the learners, and it's hard to argue, they brought a World Series here. They've done it their way.
How long can you say that for?
Right. Forever. Forever.
So the Nationals can just dismantle the team, and then you'll just look back
get
on
a
that.
Free, they kind of get a free, at least certainly they do now, Valdez. You think they don't now? It's only been two years.
No, you want to keep your superstars.
You do, but their blueprint is not that. They just think they'll draft other sillies. Okay. I'm telling you, these guys are going to be gone. They'll keep a couple of them. They're not keeping all of them.
The baseball money is just dumb money. Mike Trout, $426.
They're not paying anybody $400 million. They're not paying anybody $400 million.
Mookie Betts, $365 million. Fernando Tatis, $340 million.
Yeah.
Nope.
Some teams don't care.
He gone, stupid. Cakes. Well, the more I think about it.
By the way, where are the Padres getting all this money? Have you seen some of the contracts they're doling out? They gave Valdez's boy Machado $300 million.
They're all in, bro.
Eric Hosmer is making $144 million. I wouldn't know Eric Hosmer if he was pouring my coffee at Starbucks
baseball
later
cakes.
Today with his jersey on.
I'm sure he's not an all-star first baseman.
And
right.
He's making $144 million from San Diego?
He's right, though.
Well,
most
you know what?
Know who he is.
I need to look into their owner, see what he's up to. I need to see what sort of line of business he's in.
Yeah. Hey, they got Manny.
Yeah.
Manny's making a ton
300
of money.
Milli. Yeah. They got five guys over 10 million.
Darvish is making a bunch of money, too.
Actually, six. Darvish is making 22 million.
Yep.
Hosmer, 21. Will Myers, 22.5 million. Manny's making 32. Snell, 11 million. And then you toss in what they just did with Tatis Jr. I mean, what is going on out in San Diego?
Well, EB's content being the Oakland A's of the National League.
And that's a small market, too, by the way. Like if you're a Nats fan and you see what's going on in San Diego, you're like, well, that's, you know, it's a smaller market. Where are they getting all this money? And they're willing to spend all the money, all of their money.
Listen, Valdez, all I'm saying is this is what the learners are going to do. They're going to stick to their plan. They're going to stick to their budget, and they're not going to give a guy $500 million. I would, if it was me, I'd give all the guys all the money. I'm emotionally tied to all these guys.
Yeah, but you're okay with it. For some reason, you've rationalized it.
Yeah, because they brought us a World Series, and you have to just tip your cap to them.
Are you going to rationalize it 10 years from now?
We'll get to that.
Don't
maybe
you want to get to another World Series?
Yeah.
But
just because we think it's a bad idea doesn't mean it's a bad idea.
You don't sit there and look at your dusty Redskins Super Bowl trophy and give them a pass.
The Nats were going to go on the toilet when they let Bryce go, and they won a friggin' World Series. So, I mean, you know.
Well, I just think Soto is one of those
guys. My decisions would all be emotionally based, and they'd all be terrible.
Right. All right. Well,
I'd resign everyone.
You've admitted that.
Yes.
When you have a player like a Soto who comes around once every 50 years, you got to keep him.
I agree.
At least attempt to keep him. If he
turns
down the money,
$500 million.
Well, hold on. If he turns down the money you offer him, you say, "Look, we offered him $400 million. He wants to go to free agency."
But JP's right. $300 million of it will be deferred. I'm not going to take that.
Love
but
the
you
deferred
may not
ball.
Take it.
But
maybe. So you guys are all on board with making the offer now. Because
yes.
I would be nervous because you never know what's going to happen injury-wise. He does look like an amazing talent, and you just assume he's going to be an all-star every season. But you don't know what he's going to be like when he's 28 years old, when he's 29 years old.
He's probably going to be pretty damn good.
No, but if you have a guy as talented as him, you have to roll the dice on that. And hope that he just stays healthy.
Like I said, I don't know if I give it to him tomorrow, but maybe I wait for one more year, get him to arbitration, two or three, and then if he has another big year, then we just break the bank. At least offer him, and then if he turns it down, okay, well, we did our part.
Mm-hmm.
But they got to worry about Turner first. Yeah. You got to get Turner. Do you want Turner signed?
Of course.
I love Trey Turner. I think he's one of those guys you have to have. So
I want all the guys.
You got to work on
him. I'd bring the catchers back. I want all the guys.
You'd have such a high payroll. I would, too. Yeah. I'd be right there with you.
I'm emotionally attached to all the guys. I don't like to see it. The only one that I was okay with going, it was Pooh Little. I was fine with that. Move on.
He's such a nice guy.
He's a nice dude, though.
He's such the nicest guy ever.
He was a freaking heart attack every time he was in.
Yeah. He struggled, but he was a good guy.
Super by the way, nice what do you guy. Do with what do you do with Scherzer after this year? He'll be an unrestricted free agent at 37.
I give him a boatload.
No, you let him go.
Say bye bye.
But really? I don't give a boatload. You won't give Soto a boatload.
No, no. You're missing. Stop putting words in my mouth. I give them all the money. I'm telling you, they won't.
Yeah, but you're not.
I would give Max the money.
But you're okay.
But you're not upset that you're letting everyone go.
It's kind of resigned.
They gave me a World Series ring. You think I'm going to be upset with them? Whatever they want
to
do.
Hey, we earned that ring, EB. I'm not sure how, but we earned it.
Yeah.
No, because
they get another one, I'm psyched.
Mike Rizzo's making chicken salad out of chicken poop, and the learners are doing everything they can to stop you from getting another one.
Maybe.
And I think it's a little overstated because if you look at their payroll, it's not like they have nobody who's making money. They've got some big money guys.
They pick
their
spots.
Usually in the pitchers. And look, they brought in Josh Bell, right? What's his contract?
I think it's relatively reasonable. I can look it up.
I think it's probably okay, yeah.
Of course it's okay compared to what we make.
Josh Bell, 6.35 milli.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a bargain.
He just signed a one-year deal, right? It's a one-year deal.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Listen, I'd be like Cakes. I'd spend all the learner's money.
Yeah,
I'd look at him and
go,
you got $4 billion. You're on your deathbed. Who cares? You're going to be dirt in a year. What do you care? But, you know.
What?
It must be so nice to just go. It would be so nice to just have no budget.
Sometimes Bickle says things, and I just scratch my head and go, what did he just say?
Isn't Mark Lerner running the team?
I would spend all the learner's money. The dad's on the brink, right?
Yeah, but he passed it on to Mark. Yeah,
they won't hire us as EB. Mark. We should go in. We should walk down the street, down the block, and ask for an interview and say we want to be your new payroll consultants.
By the way, I give them
see how long
all
that
the
interview
money.
Lasts.
Their total
I give everybody
payroll,
the money.
According to SpotRack, is $161.8 million. It's not like they're nubbing it. They got Scherzer.
That's because they got $70 million in two pitchers.
Right. Well, three pitchers. They got Scherzer at $34 million, Corbin at $24 million, Strasburg at $35 million.
I'm sure Orioles are going to be competitive, Valdez. They're spending $34 million.
Right. They're tightening the belt.
Well, I don't know how much tighter it can get.
My buddy texted me yesterday. He said the MLB released the odds for making the playoffs for every team, and the only team that had a 0% was Baltimore.
Right. You're kidding.
Well, Pittsburgh and Cleveland should be there, too.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
What happened to those math nerds that were supposed to be figuring it out? Orioles
here's
version
what the math
nerds
are doing. They're looking at their payroll and saying, we can't compete. $34 million.
I think
that's
our South
Louis
Hoops team had a better chance of competing, JP.
Yeah. Hey, we used to at least beat Beltsville and Greenbelt.
Yep, we had them. Every once in a while, we get Lanham a run for
them. You can't beat the Hills.
Baltimore's payroll, by the way, is $34 million. 46% of it is taken up by Chris Davis.
Right. Yeah. Who strikes out four times a game?
Wow, hey, what a disaster.
Hey, we just signed King Felix.
Nice. That's right. Forgot about that.
Take us to the promised land.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, $40 an hour? $40 an hour. That's what you can make as the next Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing technician. Crop Metcalf's new winning wage program offers custom compensation plans paying top plumbers the equivalent of $40 an hour or more, plus a generous benefits package starting day one. Join the winning team at Crop Metcalf, an industry leader in the D.C. area for over 40 years. Visit cropmetcalf.com/winningwage for details and to apply. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan on an open line Thursday. Presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. All you have to do is give us a call at 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Wanted to talk a little Alex Smith just for a moment. Saw this story on profootballtalk.com last night. And it's really the same story, but Alex Smith keeps doing interviews. And he did a podcast appearance with Kyle Brandt, who's on Good Morning Football, but is also on TheRinger.com. And Smith, once again, said, last season's experience only fueled me even more that I can roll and keep going. And he signaled that he thinks he can be even better in 2021. He said, obviously, I'll take some time here and sit down with my wife. She deserves, obviously, quite a bit of input. in this and then go from there. So no rush to make the decision here like tomorrow, but just kind of want to get into the off season. I still feel like I've got a lot of room for growth on the field based off what happened last year.
Yeah, how bad was Jason's read that he was just going to retire?
Well, I mean, I think he should.
The only way he retires is if no teams are interested. Like Washington lets him go,
to play.
And nobody wants. But if he can find a home, he's gonna stay in that home. And I think he wants to compete for a starting job.
Well, look,
I don't think a lot of teams are going to be willing to add him as a guy who could potentially start. So that leaves me with Washington.
But they'll add him as a backup.
I think Washington for him is the best spot. Plus, he's under contract.
Yeah.
What's it like to be as delusional as Alex Smith is at this point? It must be nice to go through life just being delusional.
Well, why is he delusional?
Well, Eric, here's my point about retiring. Okay, maybe he doesn't want to retire, okay? I didn't say that I thought he wanted to retire. I just thought he should retire.
I thought you meant he proved to himself that he had done enough.
He did.
And that he could retire.
Yeah, but who knows what he and his wife talk about and, going forward. But anyway, it doesn't matter how he feels. Of course, he's going to say, I felt great. I want to go forward. It matters how Ron Rivera feels.
Right. He has athletic arrogance like everybody.
No, I think Rivera's ready to move on.
Right.
But I disagree with JP. I think other teams will sign him.
As a backup. Okay.
Yep.
Right. I don't think he's interested in being a backup. I don't think he's interested in being a backup. I think he wants to play. And what he was saying and what he said throughout the offseason is, hey, I showed myself and the world something just by being on the field last year. And I showed myself that I could play still, given my limitations. And I think I'm going to get better. I think I'm going to get healthier. And I've got a lot of room to grow, what he's saying.
He showed that he could play a limited amount of time. And he also showed that he can break down to some of the most important parts of the season.
Not mobile.
And he missed the biggest game of the year.
Right.
But here's
I know that Taylor played really well in that game, but you want your starting quarterback in the playoffs.
Here's his choice. He loves playing. He loves being part of a team. It's obvious. It's either retire and don't have that, or play somewhere and be a backup and then hopes that the guy in front of you gets hurt or that you just have the athletic arrogance because you've always started other than the 1 year against Mahomes. Or actually, he did start that year.
Yeah, Mahomes.
And then they moved on. Yeah, he has that athletic arrogance where I'm sure he thinks, okay, I'll sign as a backup, and I'm just going to put myself in position to be able to play every week.
Look, we all saw him, and it was rough watching him at times, but he did win some games, and he had two games over 300 yards this year. This year.
Okay, he also had six touchdowns and eight picks in limited duty.
But 24 for 32
but in his
for
mind.
325 yards against the Giants. Then he follows that with 38 for 55 for 390 yards against the Detroit Lions. Against Pittsburgh, the first loss for the Steelers, 31 for 46 for 296 yards. So Alex Smith is telling himself, you may not be buying it, Cakes, but he's telling himself, I did this, and a lot of people didn't even think I'd get back on the field. And I wasn't even sure if I could get through games. I didn't know if I could take hits. I was able to prove I could do that, so now I can build upon that. And I'm telling you that if Washington is not able to get anybody via free agency or they're not able to pry Derek Carr or Deshaun Watson, all these kind of crazy scenarios that we've heard, if they're not able to do that, they may run it back. And Alex thinks he can compete and become the starter.
Yeah, but they'll only do it at a discount. They're not doing it at 20 million.
Maybe.
No. I'll make
a wager with you, JP, that they are not bringing the same crew back. You can put you tell me how much you're willing to risk.
I'm willing to place a small wager on that with the caveat. Can they bring those guys back and draft someone?
And have four quarterbacks on the roster?
I don't think they're going to have four.
I don't know if they'll end up having four.
The drafted guy will be on the practice squad. We'll draft a guy late.
I think they'll have two out of the three, Alex Smith,
Draft someone in the fifth round.
And Allen. All right? So I'll make the bet that it'll either be Heinicke, Smith, or Heinicke, Allen, and then they draft somebody. But I think Alex could very well be in the plans and not Kyle Allen. We haven't heard about Kyle Allen.
Well, he's recovering from an injury.
They haven't talked about Kyle, but they do like him. I'm sure they haven't forgotten.
And he's
about
a much lower cost alternative to Alex Smith.
The only way Alex comes back in my mind, reading between signs, this is no inside information, is a discount. And only if the kid finds something better. They don't really want to. But I think he wants to play. And I think that JP could be right, that they could be in a pickle where they're just not able to upgrade the way they'd like.
You know what I'm doing if I'm Alex Smith?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling my buddy Urban Meyer. See if I can reunite with him down in Jacksonville. Possibly compete for the starting job over Trevor, who's just coming off of surgery, who may not be ready to go for week one after camp.
He'll be ready.
All right, Urban looks at that leg. He don't want anything to do with that thing.
He's got Gardner Minshew as his backup.
He coached Alex Smith 100 years ago.
Right, he wants a silly
I like the outside of the box thinking.
You're talking about J.J. Watt going back home to Wisconsin. He hasn't seen snow in 15 years.
I think he goes there every offseason.
All right. So you don't like that idea? Reuniting with Urban, possibly starting
with one. The only reason I'm scoffing at it is because I read yesterday these people theorizing that Urban was going to call Tim Tebow.
No chance.
That's impossible.
You know why Urban's so successful? Because he's smart.
I hope you don't believe that.
That's a bit, right? That's
no, I don't.
He's not calling Tebow. He's not calling Cardell Jones. And he's not calling that one-legged Alex Smith.
I think that's a great move for Alex. I think
you can do it.
Anything's a great move for Alex if someone wants him. That's the question.
Exactly.
If you're Urban, you wouldn't want Alex in the room.
Maybe coach up Trevor
like you did Mahomes, and possibly start if Trevor's not ready.
Maybe
no. I'd rather have Minshew playing than Alex.
I'm just bitter that there's no big push for Minshew. I'm the only guy pushing for Minshew.
You're trying to make it happen.
I'm trying to be the only guy.
I'm trying to light that fuse.
I literally haven't heard anyone else. If he signs here, I'm taking 100% credit. if they ever pulled off the deal, I would take all the credit.
I was going to say, he can't sign here. You've got to trade for him.
Yeah, they have to trade for him. Unless they cut him.
You would get all the credit.
Thank you.
I just don't think it's going to happen, but if it happens, I'll give you 100% of the credit.
All I want in life is just credit for things, Case.
Right.
It's all I care about.
Credit's big. Good credit.
I think there's points on all sides here, but you know, I think that Alex clearly wants to play.
I
think Washington clearly wants to move on.
I'm not as positive about that, EB. Even though that Ron Rivera said he wanted to figure out, he hasn't said we want to move on from Alex Smith. You're just kind of reading
very respectful.
Well, he's not going to tell us that.
Okay, well then.
I mean,
well, like in Pittsburgh, they're making it obvious they want to move on from Ben. They're going to figure that out.
Coach Rivera saying he needs to figure out the quarterback issue or problem. I'm not sure the exact wording. That's saying we have to get better than Alex Smith.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's what he's saying to you without actually saying.
I agree. But like JP said, if they whiff on everyone, well, what are you going to? You're going to go with Heinicke, Allen, and a rookie? I don't think so.
We'll talk to Michael Lombardi about it next. One of our favorite guests, Michael Lombardi, NFL insider, longtime NFL exec, insider for Radio.com. He'll jump on the Junkies next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.